Our next story takes us south. One would expect that deep in the land of the old Confederacy, there would be symbols that might raise sensitive issues for students as college campuses embrace diversity and students of all races and ethnicities. Well, such is the case at Ole Miss, the University of Mississippi. While some overt symbols of the Confederacy have been banned from campus, there are still war memorials to Confederate soldiers and the like. And taken together, they have come to offend student Sierra Manny, who is in her senior year and last year at the school. Sierra Manny joins us now. Welcome.
Hi, how's it going?
What symbols offend you most there at Old Miss, on campus and elsewhere?
I would definitely say that the statue of the Confederate soldier is particularly challenging to me, just because it stands within a national civil rights monument, but it's definitely a romanticized Confederate piece of artwork. And it just seems really contrary to the goals of campus and how it wants to portray itself.
Can Ole Miss have diversity and acknowledge the real history of the Civil War that took place, very near the campus itself?
I mean, absolutely. But acknowledging the real history of the Civil War could also keep statues, say, of broken and beaten slaves if you wanted. But that's not what's happening. It's definitely like this very cheerful view, I think, of the Confederate Army rather than one that's like purely a historical context.
Have other symbols been taken down at Ole Miss, for instance, Confederate flags and the like?
So far, Confederate flags can't be waved at football games. Chanting "The South will rise again" isn't allowed at football games.
What does Ole Miss mean to you, the actual name?
It's something that, when I was younger, for instance, I honestly didn't know that the University of Mississippi and Ole Miss were the same thing. So I myself personally, I believe there's a difference between Ole Miss and the University of Mississippi. And when I'm speaking about academics, I'm very specific about using its title as a university, but just informally, I just call it Ole Miss.
What's the downside of Ole Miss? What's the negative connotation of Ole Miss in your view?
Well, I mean, it's a very paternalistic connotation. The name was chosen in the contest by this girl who put it forward because it's the name that slaves would call the mistress of the plantation, which might be cute to some, but like etymologically not very cheerful in its origins, no.
Now, this is a slightly sensitive question. I'm sure there's people on campus who might say to you, well, if all this offends you, you sort of knew what you were getting into when you went to this school. Why did you choose this university? It's a fine university, of course.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I chose University of Mississippi. It was closest to my home. They gave me an excellent scholarship program. The University of Mississippi's Honors College is very prestigious. And I didn't feel as if the attitudes on campus should have deterred me, because it shouldn't have existed that way. I don't operate in the world thinking that racist symbolism wherever I am is okay. And so I said that I wouldn't let that intimidate me.
What do you think of the Chancellor's diversity program, this extensive call for diversity and tolerance in university affairs?
I definitely appreciate it. I think that it shows a level of consciousness from the administrative level, that there are people bigger than just myself who stand behind Dr. Jones in it. I think it's definitely long awaited, but I appreciate the fact that Dr. Jones isn't being an apologist about any of this, and he's working to make campus a safer place for minority students.
Sierra Manny is a rising senior majoring at the University of Mississippi. She's a regular contributor to the school's student newspaper, The Daily Mississippian. Sierra, good luck this year.
Thanks so much.